side. You and I ain't gotta go nowhere. I can start a fire, lay beside you all night right here. The snow's coming down, and it won't be the only thing falling, so let's stay here together under the weather.
Hitting the headlines first for your area. This is Phoenix FM.
Through you, well, she tied. seen your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Wasn't much I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Songs.
Christmas trivia with Florence. Are you ready?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so your first trivia question. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Was it Norway?
Oh, it is. It is a European country, I'll give you that, but it's not Norway.
It's not Norway.
No.
Germany?
Yep.
Yeah, it was one of the two.
It's Germany, but then I wonder what then Christmas decorations were like before people got this inspiration from Germany. Did people just not decorate?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Christmas was cancelled for a while, wasn't it? That guy stopped it. But I don't know. Was it? Is that why we have popcorn on strings? Did they use that? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just coming up with things now.
Yeah, we're just coming up with things. We've got to fact check anything. This next one. How many gifts were given in total in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
Oh, my math is not good enough for this.
It's probably a song that we haven't heard since our school assembly days.
Exactly. Exactly. When you'd sit in rows and just try and remember which one was which. I have no idea. Like, 1,000? That's too many, isn't it?
Oh, that's too many.
That's way too many. I'm not good at maths.
The math isn't math.
12 plus 11 plus 10 plus... Okay, 78.
Oh. Still not the right answer.
No, it's not.
364.
Oh, I was so too many and then so too little.
But in my head, I was going to Google what all the gifts were, but I didn't have time. But that's far too many gifts. And that's all for one person as well.
For one person, exactly. And some of them are a bit weird. Why would you want, like, 8 maids of milk in?
And in my head, I'm like, it's so close to being 365, which would make more sense, because then you can use one gift per day a year.
Yeah.
But no, 364. That's a lot of gifts, though.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Was he making up something?
I feel so.
I feel like he's done something wrong there. It's the equivalent of flowers.
It's the equivalent of flowers. But yeah, here's some, like, geese. Okay, in which Christmas movie does Tom Hanks play not one, but 6 of the characters?
I know this one, because I love it. The Polar Express.
Yep. I see in London they now do a Polar Express like experience.
Do they?
Where you sit on like a fake train carriage and they do like the hot chocolate scene. But obviously they're not pouring it up and flicking it about everywhere because of like health and safety. But yeah, they'll sing the song. The guy, like the actors who they hire, will have their moustache cut.
I love Tom Hanks.
But I love that film. It's brilliant.
I love that. It's a great film. It's a great film. And you can tell that it's Tom Hanks as well, like in the animation.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He's so good. Okay, we've got one more. Okay, in which country is it tradition to eat KFC for Christmas?
Oh my goodness, that's a thing.
And it's not America.
That was my guess. It's not America. Kentucky Fried. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I know KFC have brought out like a Christmas burger this year because my mum wants one.
Yeah, I keep seeing all the adverts of like, all you all have been asking for turkey, and yet again, we still say no.
We ignored you. I don't... Canada? No.
It is an Asian country.
It's an Asian country. Is it Korea?
Oh, no.
It's Japan.
Japan, yeah. Japan have this tradition that you eat KFC as your Christmas dinner. So not even as a Christmas snack or Christmas dessert.
That is...
Yeah.
That's the dinner.
Mm.
Wow. What did they do before KFC?
I don't know. Maybe they just made up their own, like fried chicken. Maybe it's the chicken-esque of it.
Yeah, maybe.
But then that means that then, like, people are working on Christmas Day at KFC.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone's trying to not work Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Okay, we've got one more for you, only because we talked about Christmas films earlier. In the movie Love Actually, and I class this one as a Christmas film. In the movie Love Actually, which character sang Christmas is All Around?
I don't know.
I don't think I can name any of the characters out of Love Actually. I just know them by like their actual real
Yeah, I might have to tell you the actor's name.
I'm like, oh, Emma Thompson done this. Oh, Alan Rickman was like,
Emma Thompson, when she sang, I'm just going on a tangent here, when she sang the Joni Mitchell song, we all cried when she did that.
When she doesn't get the heart necklace.
Oh. We all cried.
And then you've got Keira Knightley.
Who sang the song? Was it... Oh, what's his name? Like, so famous.
He's also in the film called About Time, where he time travels with his son. I think he's one of the first characters in, like, the film to show up.
Is it Liam Neeson?
No.
It's not Liam Neeson. Is it Hugh Grant?
No.
Then it's the other one.
Hugh Grant, also the best Prime Minister that we will ever have, even if it's just a film.
It's Mr. Darcy. What's his name? Colin Firth.
Oh, it's not him. It's Billy Mack, played by Bill Nye. In the very beginning, he is re-recording one of his songs, but as a Christmas way.
Of course
way,
he is.
And he sings Christmas is All Around.
I completely forgot that he was in it.
Yeah, there's so many characters in that. Like,
there's too many.
Like the woman from Gavin and Stacey is also in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy from The Hobbit is also in it. I say the guy, the girl. I do not know my actors and actresses. I just remember that Emma Thompson's in it.
Emma Thompson's in it. Alan Rickman.
And Keira Knightley.
Oh, and Mr. Bean, that does the best comedic scene of all time, where he's like wrapping the present and Alan Rickman's trying to get him to go faster.
Yep.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but Alan Rickman deserves that. I mean, he's buying a really expensive gift.
He does. I mean, we love Alan Rickman, but he did deserve that.
We don't like the name of whatever character he plays in.
Yeah, actually. Whatever the character was.
Okay, so we've got to play some more tracks now. Flo, would you like to introduce our next track?
Yeah, this is Dylan Scott with his rendition of Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time. Go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet and jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. To go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet and jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle and a jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell. That's the Jingle Bell. That's the Jingle Bell.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn. The lights.
on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
I'll have a
It's a Blue Christmas with Tiara Kennedy. The song was originally released by Elvis Presley back in 1957, and it's also been covered by the likes of the Beach Boys and the Browns back in 1960. Quite a lot of artists will release a Christmas track or Christmas album within their career. Obviously, Taylor Swift released a Christmas covers album back when she was releasing music with Big Machine Records. And Kacey Musgraves has two Christmas albums, one from her live Christmas special a few years ago. Who would you like to see as a Christmas song or Christmas album from?
Well, it's interesting because, like, Kane Brown, he's done a duet with Elvis Presley, like, with an old recording of Elvis Presley for Blue Christmas. But I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm a fan of that or not. I would like to see more of, like, a live kind of duet. I would love to see something from, like, Noah Kahan or Zach Bryan. But I think Lainey Wilson... her voice, especially her winning like CMA Entertainer of the Year this year, I'd love to see her maybe do a duet with like Jelly Roll or something, or see her do a duet with maybe Scotty McCreery because he has like a really like low kind of bassy kind
is of that voice. Your impression?
He's like kind of like Josh Turner-esque kind of voice.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I love Lainey Wilson's duets as well. They just sound so good.
Just anything Lainey Wilson is just top notch. Exactly. What about you? Who would you like to see a Christmas song from, whether it's by themselves or as a duet?
There's so many people. I love the Pistol Annie's Christmas album.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I love the like original songs, because we don't always get original songs from artists.
No, we get a lot of covers.
We get a lot of covers. And so I think new Christmas songs are always helpful. Otherwise, we listen to the same things a lot of the time.
Exactly, all the time. And one pair, though, I'm really happy. They've done a Christmas duet, and it is an original. This is Tiger Lily Gold, and here's their Christmas track called Fa-la-la-la-la, Falling.
Ooh, yeah. The weatherman says it's gonna be a record high for a record low. But that don't bother me, 'cause you look at me like I'm hot chocolate that you wanna sip slow. I'll bet even Santa stays home
in the North Pole.
So baby, we can make like the snow and keep fa-la-la-la falling up and down the halls and getting kinda mistletoe tipsy. You and me, it's getting kinda cold. of some peppermint on your candy cane. Please break me off a piece of it. No, we don't need a reason to lean into this feeling. But twice a night, it is a season to keep falling, falling up in on my horse and getting kind of mistletoe tipsy. Sugar, you got me hoping maybe we'll get snowed in, chilling home alone, just you.
Christmas songs now from films. Now, I had no idea when putting this the playlist together for tonight's show that Faith Hill is on the original soundtrack for The Grinch. She features on track 14 on the sweet song Where Are You Christmas. We're going to play that very track for you now. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is Faith Hill with Where Are You Christmas.
Burning embers, the It's like that mistletoe is hanging low, whispering in my ear.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering a simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said
many times, many ways. A Merry Christmas to you. I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
From the Four Christmases movie soundtrack featuring Reese Witherspoon and Tim McGraw, that was Gavin DeGraw with The Christmas Song. One country artist who is always taking Christmas to the next level is American Idol legend Carrie Underwood. Back in 2008, she released her first Christmas single, a cover of What Child Is This? Then in 2020, she recorded her first full Christmas studio album called My Gift, which I think I can say is a gift to all of us. I think the best gift on that album, though, is the really sweet duet she's included on there with her son Isaiah called Little Drummer Boy. So we're going to play that song for you now. This is Carrie Underwood and her son Isaiah with Little Drummer Boy on the night shift.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, to let
your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will lead, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know? Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and a sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
A thrill of hope.
You've been listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline.
And me, Florence Somerville.
Florence, thank you so much for being on the show this evening and spreading the Christmas joy, of course, this season. We hope that all of you listening have a very Merry Christmas and joyful Christmas. I'll be back next week hosting yet another broadcast of The Night Shift with the freshest releases that your country genre has to offer. But for now, to all of you, a good night. This is our last track, Sophia Scott with Last Christmas.